This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts finds itself in a different position than what it's accustomed to, leading it to Super Tuesday. This is considered one of the most important states in tomorrow's primaries and caucuses, perhaps the most important, for candidates on the Democratic primary ticket. That's why Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are making campaign stops in Massachusetts today. And on the Republican side, John Kasich is also making appearances. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is covering the races. And Anthony, you saw Hillary Clinton earlier today. She appears, at least, not to be taking anything for granted with the polls being so close here. The rally happened at the Old South Meeting House. Tell us what she said.
She seemed pretty relaxed, pretty confident, Lisa. She made her return to Boston sort of personal, recalling her days at Wellesley College when she said she fell in love with the Boston area. She also talked about that time as being when she began her political advocacy work. She talked about her time working for the Children's Defense Fund in Massachusetts. And in terms of the race, for the most part, she really looked past Bernie Sanders, referring to him at one point as her esteemed competitor, and instead focused on the Republicans and what's at stake come November. Here's a bit of what she said.
More and more people are really focused on making sure that we reject the kind of mean-spiritedness, the demagoguery, the bigotry that is being peddled by the Republican candidates.
So how did the crowd respond to that?
Well, a big crowd showed up. When I got there, a line of people wrapped halfway around an entire city block waiting to get in. Many were turned away. And after the event, in fact, Clinton actually came out onto the streets to address the overflow crowd. Inside, lots of enthusiasm for her. You know, when you talk to Bernie Sanders supporters, and inevitably you hear people talking about the need for change. They're looking for a candidate to shake up the system and challenge the status quo. Clinton supporters usually talk about her experience as being the reason they're supporting her. So here's Linda Merriweather from Boston explaining why she's voting for Clinton tomorrow.
She is the candidate of choice, not just because she's a woman, but that's a great plus. She is the most qualified, especially for world politics. She can walk to any country in this world and be welcomed. And we don't have anybody like that. And I think she is the person to for the answer for this country.
So you're heading out to a Bernie Sanders campaign rally in Milton that's happening this evening. Sanders is in a precarious spot. Polls, including our own last week, find that he's in a really tight race, trailing Hillary Clinton by a few percentage points. To what extent is Massachusetts a must-win state for him?
Well, I think it probably is. He really needs a win here, especially after the drubbing he suffered this past Saturday in South Carolina. He'll obviously do well in his home state of Vermont, but beyond that, there's no sure bet. So Massachusetts is really a state that he needs to win. There are a lot of delegates at stake, and it's the kind of state he should and wants to do well in. It's liberal, and if he loses here, it'll become much more difficult for him to plot a route toward the nomination. We should say, though, that he's also hoping to do well in Minnesota and Colorado, as well as the Democratic caucuses out west in Wyoming. But he needs a win here. Clinton would love to have a win as well. It would add to her sense of momentum. But she's in the perhaps more fortunate position that she could certainly survive losing Massachusetts, given how well she will probably do across the South tomorrow.
So you said Hillary Clinton today kind of talked past Bernie Sanders. What do you expect to hear from Sanders tonight?
Well, on the campaign trail, Sanders has been remarkably consistent. He pretty much gives the same stump speech. He talks about the need to address what he calls the grotesque economic inequality in this country. He'll talk about the need to reform the campaign finance system. He'll talk about his plan for Medicaid for all, tuition-free public colleges, big raise in the minimum wage, and he'll make an appeal to get voters to come to the polls. He has an advantage among younger voters, so higher voter turnout tends to mean that those younger voters are inspired and are going to come out. So he's going to really make a pitch to get people out to the polls.
And he's relying very much on independent voters.
Well, independents, he polls well among independents. So, yes, he'll want those independents. What's interesting about that is because Massachusetts is an open primary, the independents can either vote Democratic or Republican. So in that sense, Sanders is running against Clinton. He's also running against the Republicans, folks like John Kasich, because he'll want those independents to pull a Democratic ballot and vote for him.
So Kasich, John Kasich, governor of Ohio, is in Massachusetts today, spending part of the day at least here. What's at stake for him?
A lot is at stake. He's facing pressure to step aside so that the anti-Trump vote can coalesce behind Marco Rubio, who has really been on the attack against Trump lately. But the fact is, from Kasich's point of view, Rubio has yet to win anything. Kasich finished ahead of him in New Hampshire, and Massachusetts might be a pretty good state for him, where there are a lot of moderate Republicans who favor his brand of Republicanism. And Kasich wants to stay alive at least until the primary moves into those big Midwestern states, especially Ohio, where he's a popular governor and where he could give Trump a real run for his money.
Even though Trump is doing very well here, he's in the lead.
Absolutely. He's doing well here. He's also polling ahead of Kasich in Ohio, but it's closer. So if he does well enough in Massachusetts, Kasich, finishing a strong second behind Trump, it wins him some delegates. It keeps his campaign viable a bit longer until he can get to Ohio. Now, Kasich was on Radio Boston just a short time ago. Here's some of what he said.
Look, and remember, I'm the governor of a Midwest state. I didn't have a reality show for a number of years on the network. People didn't really know my name, and they're finally starting to hear me, hear my message. And what do I think it's going to do, what you're going to do to beat Donald Trump? I think you beat him on record accomplishments and vision. I don't think you beat him with insults. I would never run a campaign that way where I'm personally attacking or making fun of somebody's appearance or anything like that.
Kasich has said that if he can't win in his home state of Ohio, he'll drop out then. But he wants to do well tomorrow in Massachusetts and hang around a little longer.
Okay, thank you. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks.
My pleasure.